Welcome to Frost & Sullivan's Growth Podcast. In each episode, we take a deeper look at transformative shifts shaping global ecosystems, from industry megatrends and technology innovation to evolving customer expectations. Today, we're exploring energy transformation, how battery storage, virtual power plants, and intelligent systems drive growth, and unpacking where the next wave of opportunity is unfolding in the power and energy ecosystem. Let's start with the big picture. Why are power systems under so much strain right now?
What's happening is a convergence of forces. Electrification is accelerating across transport, industry, and buildings. At the same time, data centers, especially modular and AI-driven facilities, are adding large, inflexible loads. Layer renewable integration on top, and the grid is being asked to do far more than it was designed for.
And renewables add complexity rather than reducing it.
Exactly. Variable renewables shift power system planning from predictability to probability. That challenges traditional grid operations and makes flexibility a strategic requirement, not an operational nice to have.
That brings us to battery energy storage. Why is it emerging as such a critical enabler?
Battery storage bridges the gap between generation and demand. It absorbs excess renewable energy when supply is high and releases it during peaks or grid stress. Beyond reliability, storage also enables participation in multiple value streams, from energy arbitrage to ancillary services.
So storage isn't just about backup power anymore.
Not at all. It's becoming a revenue-generating grid asset, especially as markets evolve and price volatility increases.
Virtual power plants are another big theme. How do they change system economics?
VPPs fundamentally shift how distributed assets are valued. By aggregating batteries, solar, EVs, and flexible loads, they turn fragmented resources into a coordinated, dispatchable system that utilities and grid operators can rely on.
Which also changes who can participate in energy markets.
Exactly. Households and businesses move from passive consumers to active participants, creating new business models and partnership opportunities.
Financing clearly matters here. Why are PPAs gaining momentum again?
PPAs reduce price volatility and enable long-term planning. For developers, they unlock project financing. For buyers, especially data center operators, they offer clean energy access while mitigating regulatory and reputational risk.
Solar self-consumption is also rising fast.
That's driven by higher retail electricity prices and better storage economics. Pairing solar with batteries allows users to store power and consume it when it's most valuable, rather than exporting it at low returns.
AI seems to be the glue holding all of this together.
AI enables smarter decisions at scale. It optimizes battery dispatch, forecasts demand and pricing, and manages multiple revenue streams. As systems grow more complex, automation becomes essential.
So competitive advantage increasingly comes from software.
Absolutely. Hardware enables capacity, but software unlocks performance, differentiation, and long-term value.
Looking toward 2026, what should leaders focus on first?
They should invest in flexibility, prioritize partnerships, and adopt intelligent systems early. Those who move now will be better positioned to manage volatility and capture growth.
Thanks for joining us on Frost & Sullivan's Growth Podcast. For access to our research, competitive benchmarking, and best practice frameworks, head over to frost.com or email hello@frost.com. We'll be back soon with more to help you stay clear-headed and growth-ready.